Blog Talk Radio.
To be singing about our God. He can. That's what we're singing about, that God can.
God can and he will. Jesus, he's a
way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who he is. Hallelujah. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Hallelujah. Good afternoon and praise the Lord. Bless the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to J-Bell's Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett. I'm joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. J-Bell's Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ himself, to save, to heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, Jesus Christ, that is who he is. Hallelujah. How many of you know that Jesus is a waymaker? How many of you know that he is a miracle worker? He's a promise keeper. He's a light in this dark world. Hallelujah. My God, that is who he is. Jesus Christ, the true and living God. Hallelujah. There's none like Jesus in all the earth. He is Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end, the first and the last, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah. I am so glad that I woke up this morning. Hallelujah. Clothed in my right mind with the activity and use of my limbs, I can, hallelujah, I can cry out and I can shout, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm in the land of the living. How many of you are glad to be in the land of the living? How many of you can say, blessed is the name of the Lord Jesus? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus is a way maker. Hallelujah. He has made ways, hallelujah, out of no way for us. He has opened doors for us that no man can shut. Hallelujah. And he shut some doors, glory be to God, that no man can open. Aren't you glad about it? I'm glad about it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice in it and be glad. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise be to God. We celebrated Thanksgiving, hallelujah, on Thursday. And Jesus Christ, he wants us to thank him at all times. He says this is the will of God to give thanks in all things. Let us go to 1 Thessalonians and the 5th chapter and read what thus saith the Lord about Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Let's go down. We're going to begin reading at the 15th verse. And thank you, Mom. My mom is tuning in today from Richmond Heights, Ohio. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. And I just thank and praise God for having a mother and having a mother to listen to the word of God and to join us today on this broadcast. So thank you, Mom, for tuning in, and may God continue to richly bless and keep you in perfect peace in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and we're going to begin reading at the 15th verse. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. And brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. And I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your living word. We thank you, Father God, for just being God all by yourself. We thank you, Father, for laying down, hallelujah, your life that we might live again. And we thank you, Father God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Father God, for every day is a day of thanksgiving. And we thank you, Father, that we can rejoice in you forevermore. Let a praying spirit come upon each listener on today. As your words say, pray without ceasing. Let us, Father, pray ye for one another, Lord Jesus. Let us draw nigh unto you and call on you, Father, while you are near and can be found in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you will bless this message on today, Father, that it will fall on good ground and bless not only the hearers, but the doers, Father, of your holy and precious word in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Amen. Take the time. You've heard that song. Take the time to glorify the Lord today. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We don't have to wait until Thursday and the last Thursday in November. We can always give thanks. Jesus wants us to forget not his benefits. He said he loadeth us daily with what benefits? Not every week, but daily with benefits. So every day, hallelujah, is a day of thanksgiving. And we ought to be glad and rejoice in it. Amen? Because God tells us, rejoice forevermore. Amen? See, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and certainly the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. And I am glad about the joy that I have. It's unspeakable. Hallelujah. And full of glory. See, when God gives you joy, he says it's unspeakable. You cannot even, words cannot express the joy, hallelujah, that he gives. Because Jesus, he says, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, he's sitting on the throne and his foot, hallelujah, is hallelujah. His feet, where he's sitting high and lifted, he's lifted up. And he's seated on the right hand of God, the Father, which is in heaven. Hallelujah. And earth is his footstool. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But Jesus, when he died on the cross, he paid a price for you and I, that we and you and I can sit together in heavenly places. Glory be to God. Heavenly places. How about that? Amen. Sitting in heavenly places. See, this is a spiritual walk. These are the things that we can discern in the spirit. We can't discern these things in the flesh. Jesus says, walk in the spirit, and we would not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. Because we are in a supernatural being. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember when I received the gift of the Holy Ghost at Xavier University with the evidence of speaking in tongues in Cincinnati, Ohio, and my roommate, she says, I don't know what you're saying over there. She said, you speak with another language, another tongue. She says, I don't know what you're saying. She says, but I don't know. I know you got something going on. And this is something that only the Spirit can discern. Amen. The Spirit speaketh, hallelujah, expressly, and it intercedes for us, hallelujah. It intercedes with utterances, hallelujah, and groanings that you and I, hallelujah, can't even comprehend. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Jesus is a mind blower. Not only is he a mind regulator and, hallelujah, a heart fixer, but he's a mind blower. Jesus Christ will blow your mind. Hallelujah. Because he tells us in his word, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man. Hallelujah. The things that he has in store for us, because he's a supernatural God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Your eyes have not even seen it. Your ears haven't even heard it. Jesus is a sweet, sweet and smelling savor. He says, oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He is sweet, I know. You heard the songwriter. You heard it sung in church. He's sweet, I know. Oh, he's sweet, I know. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You have to sit, you have to taste it in the spirit. Hallelujah. You can't taste Jesus in the natural. You can only taste him in the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And not only can you taste him, hallelujah, ooh, he has a aroma, a sweet smelling fragrance. Hallelujah. Because he's sweet. He is just sweet. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm telling you, Jesus is a wonder in my soul. And when I think of the goodness of Jesus Christ and all that he has done for me, my soul can't help but cry out, hallelujah. I know, I thank and praise God, if it had not been for the Lord Jesus Christ who was on my side, where would I be? I told the testimony a week this past Wednesday in church. We were learning at our local assembly about favor, the favor of God. Hallelujah. So you can't be God's favor. I tell you, because when you have favor from God, God gives you favor not only with him, but with men. Because, see, God uses people. Amen. God is a spirit, and they that worship him, amen, must worship Jesus in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I was in the store, and I was in Dollar General, to be exact, a week ago this past Wednesday, and the lady in front of me, she told the cashier, I have her groceries, meaning I'm paying for her groceries. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Favor, the favor of God. My first sudden response was, thank you, Jesus, because I know from whence cometh my help cometh from the Lord that made heaven and earth. God uses people, and he'll give you favor with men. Not only him, he'll give you favor with men and women. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God. She said, yeah, thank God. She said, thank God. I said, you know, God uses people. She says, amen. She said, somebody bless me, and I'm going to bless you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. We ought to tell and testify the goodness of Jesus. See, when God does something for you, tell it. Hallelujah. Tell how you've overcome. Tell about how you have the victory in Christ Jesus. There is a song by Yolanda Adams. I've got the victory. I urge you to listen to that song. It's an upbeat, fast song. I got the victory. And it is one that I listen to quite regularly. Because when you have a victory in Christ Jesus, the sweet, sweet victory, I mean, you can't, it's nothing that you can or not accomplish. Jesus Christ tells us that we're more than conquerors through him. Christ Jesus. Not, we're not just conquerors, listeners, men, women, children of God. We are more than conquerors. Let that sink in. Let that saturate in your spirit. You are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Because you have the victory. Sweet, sweet victory. She says in that gospel ensemble, sweet, sweet victory in Jesus. Yes, mighty God. Yes, you have and I have a victory. We are blessed. And Jesus tells us in his word, blessed are they that have not seen, yet still believe. Some of us, the Lord has shown us some things in the spirit that are going to come to pass in our life. You know that God has supernaturally revealed that to you, and you're waiting on that to come to pass. But guess what? He said, blessed are they that have not seen, yet still believe. Jesus wants us to have faith. Have faith to move mountains. Faith as a mustard staff of a mustard seed. And Jesus can, he says, without faith it's impossible to please him. And with that faith, believing on him, the Christ, the solid rock, hallelujah. If we just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, have faith and knowing that whatever we ask in his name, our Father in heaven, and we ask it in Jesus' name, it shall be given unto us. Jesus said, ask. Amen. I am learning now, listeners, men and women of God, to ask, the power of asking. Amen. It's power in asking. If you don't ask, you don't receive. Amen. You have to ask. Amen. You go into a store, you're looking for something. Don't waste your time looking around when there are people there that can help wait on you and that can help you. God bless you with these retail workers. Don't waste your time. Ask when you go in. Ask, can you tell me where this is? Save yourself some time. Save yourself some trouble. And Jesus, our Father, he wants us to ask. Amen. Just like a child asks their father for a bike or for a gift for Christmas. Our Heavenly Father wants us to ask, whatever it is, supernatural blessing, natural blessing. But Jesus says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. And you can be rich in what? Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. There are some people that are poor in spirit, and they need a lift. They need to have a rich spirit in Christ Jesus, because when you know that you know without a doubt who you are in Christ Jesus, you're rich. Hallelujah. Jesus said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein. Hallelujah. Jesus is the creator and maker of the heavens and the earth and the universe. He has everything in his hand. He has that whole world. You remember that song? He has a whole world in his hand. Amen. But we are pilgrims and sojourners just passing through. But Jesus wants us to be obedient as dear children. He says, separate yourself. Come out from among them. Be separate and touch not the unclean thing. You can't be friends of God and friends with the world. He said friends with the world is what? Enmity with God. Because you can't, you're going to either love one and hate the other. You can't love God and mammon, loving God and money. No. Jesus tells us, you know what the secret to success? I teach about getting up, getting out, and doing something in my book, in the corporation. get up, get out, and do something. Faith without works is dead. The secret, the real secret, yeah, you have to put faith with your works. You have to get up, get out, and do something about whatever it is in life that you want. But guess what? The secret to success is what? Seek ye first, hallelujah, the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we don't have to chase a dream. We don't have to chase a vision. We don't have to chase an idea. All we need to do is seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and everything else. Jesus didn't say some things would be added. He said everything else will be added unto you. But he tells us to not touch the unclean thing. Jesus says he didn't want us to cast our pearls to the swine. Who are the swine? The hogs, the pigs, those that don't mean you any good. They mean for your harm, those naysayers. I made a post, created a post a week ago on Facebook of get rid of stinking thinking. Get up, get out, and get rid of stinking thinking and put off anxiety, put off drama, put off stress, put off negativity, and put on the new man. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put on the whole armor of God. Yeah, start with your head. Hallelujah. Put on the helmet. Hallelujah. Of salvation. Glory be to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. Let your loins be girt about with truth. Amen. The Bible tells us to speak the truth in love. Oftentimes people don't want to hear the truth because the truth hurts. But Jesus doesn't want us to lie because what? He is not a man that we should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. The devil is the father of lies. Jesus wants us to speak the truth in love. Amen? But he wants us to, again, not cast our pearls before swine. As the women of glory revealed, we have named the group Diamonds and Pearls. We are jewels. We are jewels. We're the apple of Jesus' eye. And we are a royal diadem, the Bible tells us. And Jesus knows all about us. And he knows even the very number of our hairs. Our hairs are numbered on, hairs on our head are numbered. That's how he knows us. And we are explicitly, exquisitely made. Jesus has formed us, formed you, has formed me for a purpose. And we are going to walk in our calling. Jesus said, walk worthy in the vocation wherewith you have been called. Amen. Jesus tells us in his word that many are called, but few are chosen. God has called us for such a time as this. He told us right today in First Thessalonians, the fifth chapter, he tells us in his word, pray without ceasing. But he said, giving thanks in all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God. So even when things don't go your way, even when things have seemed to fall apart, God has a purpose and a plan for your life. And all the powers that be are ordained by God. So whatever God allows, hey, glory be to God, let that be your portion. Be okay with what God what God allows. Accept that. You know, you heard that gospel song. Accept what God allows. Because God has a purpose for everything. If he closed that door, don't try to go and open that door back up. He closed it for a reason. It may be a season, and he may have closed it permanently. Some people come in your life, or everyone comes in your life for a reason. Some are for a season, and some are for a lifetime. You have to ask God, what is this purpose of this individual in my life? Are they here for a season? What's the reason, Jesus? And are they here for a season, or are they here for a lifetime? And if they're in your life for a season, take heed, learn. Jesus says, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. Learn. Jesus is a great teacher. Hallelujah. Master Jesus. Hallelujah. You want your master's degree? Master Jesus will teach you, and he'll give you the ultimate education. Hallelujah. And he'll give you all the keys. Hallelujah. And he'll give you the keys to hell and death. Glory be to God. There's no good thing, he said, he'll withhold from you if you walk upright. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So as we think about this season, as we embark upon the holidays, these are holy days. But let these days be not only a day of festivities and fun with our family and friends, but let it be days of thanksgiving. Let the joy of the Lord, hallelujah, be upon us. Let peace that passes all understanding encamp around us. Let God arise, hallelujah, in the enemy of God. Be scattered in the name of Jesus Christ. So I pray that this message has blessed you on today. I pray that you will continually see God's face, that you will always desire the sincere milk of God. Amen. And as you grow in Christ Jesus, you will be no longer bathed, hallelujah, on the bottle, on the milk, but you will have meat, hallelujah, that will nourish your soul. God bless you. May Jesus' peace and grace be yours now and forevermore until we meet again. This is Evangelist Maria Triplett, wishing you and yours the best of the holiday season. God bless you.